Calling all B2B salespeople, sales leaders, and business owners. This is the Sales Path Less Taken, the show that helps you embrace uncertainty, expand potential, and drive growth. Get ready to boldly invite change in as you carve out your own unique path. Now here's your host, Bernadette McClellan.
And welcome to this week's episode of The Sales Path Less Taken. Today is all about numbers. So we talk about making our numbers. We talk about reaching target. I want us to look at not just achieving budget, but overachieving. So what is it that we need to focus on to go above and beyond? And whilst I talk a lot about the psychology behind selling and the personal leadership skills, this series of episodes is about the numbers because the numbers still matter. So let's take a look at the numbers from a couple of different angles. I want us to look at it from a bigger picture, what to look for when, from a business perspective or a leadership perspective, on what making our numbers actually means. And then I want to bring it down to a more granular level, I guess, as to what we need to look at from the salesperson's perspective. So let's dive in and look at why our numbers matter. And as leaders and business owners, what we really need to look at from a bigger picture before we get granular, before we move into holding our sales teams or our salespeople accountable for not making their numbers. So we need to get a little bit more strategic. We need to take responsibility as leaders of a business. You would have set your sales targets. You will have a budget. You will have a target for growth, whether it's 10%, whatever it is, for the next 12 months. Where is that growth going to come from? Now, it's so many cases, it's a case of, well, we're just going to keep going back to our clients. We're going to see if we can get more business. That's great. Or it could be, we're going to task the sales team with getting out there and getting new logos. That's great too. But there's so many more facets to identifying your numbers than the typical ones that we hear. So I want to address a handful of different avenues or revenue generating avenues that you can look at from a numbers perspective. First of all, what about your recurring revenue? Okay, so when we talk about recurring revenue, you know, we've all got clients that we've been working with forever. And those clients, some of them will be up for renewal, some of them with new subscriptions or re-signs on existing equipment or whatever it may be. How do you nurture those to start with? Or are you somebody who, right, gee whiz, guess what? Our contract's due next month. We might just kind of whip around and see who we can get to re-sign. Well, lo and behold, they do, or lo and behold, you lose them. So recurring revenue is something that goes into your numbers naturally. But what are you doing year on year to make sure that that recurring revenue actually recurs? Secondly, is looking at forward orders. Now, when you think about forward orders, you would, in a lot of cases, get a re-sign, or you'll get an order come in and it will be a big order because it's a big order. It's a forward order. It's somebody putting something into your system. Now, on too many occasions, what can tend to happen is you go, yay, you know what? We've got this big $1 million order. So what we're going to do is we're going to make sure that we get that delivered, and we're going to put people on overtime, and we're going to hire temporary staff, and we're going to deliver that order. It's no different really than scope creep in some instances for consultants. It's like, yes, we're going to get this order. And oh my gosh, before you realize it, you're putting all these resources into it, but you haven't spread it out over the year. You haven't planned it. You haven't allocated resources. So it ends up costing you. So when you look at factoring that into your targets, what are you factoring in? Next is share of wallet. So you have clients that you're already servicing, that you're already working with. What are you doing to cross-sell or upsell into those existing clients? Have you factored getting more share of their spend with you, share of wallet, more of their spend with you, factored that into your targets? And if so, what's your strategy for expanding into that account? Next, we have to look at churn. So what are you losing and why are you losing? Do you have somebody that comes in as a third party, preferably, that is able to communicate with the buyer that you've just lost the deal with, the prospect or the client that you've lost the deal with, a third party that comes in that has no affiliation with you at all, that enables that client or that buyer to be totally honest and tells you why you're actually losing the business? Churn has to be factored in. What percentage of business do you lose every year? And are you having those deeper conversations? Now, rather than saying, you know, we're looking at 10% growth next year and we're just kind of going to put those numbers on the salespeople, what is your number for net new growth? Like, what percentage of your target are you allocating to brand new logos? And what's your strategy for getting your foot in that right door and then turning those doors into dollars? We're talking numbers here. What drives you? Is it revenue growth? Is it EBIT? If it's revenue growth, but you're selling at a low profit, what's that doing to your numbers? So I want you to consider, when we're talking about, you know, pipeline and clarity and getting really clear on that path, that journey from A to B, all of this needs to be factored into it from a strategic perspective. When we go a little bit granular, as I mentioned in the beginning, and we start to talk about the salesperson and the sales team's numbers, what do you as a leader know about those numbers? If I was to ask you, you know, what is, from your team's perspective, what is the ratio of, let's say, lead to first appointment or lead to successful deal? What are those numbers? I mean, sales can beat up marketing till the cows come home, and marketing can blame it on sales, but we've all got to take responsibility for those numbers happening or not happening. And so when you are able, and even if you're a salesperson as well, this is not just at leadership, but when you can see where your pipeline or where your numbers, where your funnel, or if you're not making sales, where is that chokehold? What is your ratio from getting that lead to getting the appointment? Are you getting, you know, only 30%? Are you getting 3 out of every 10? What can you do to move the needle in your outreach? What can you do to get one more appointment? So this is why numbers are really important. As salespeople, you must know your closing ratio. How many proposals do you put out there that get accepted? How many leads do you get that turn into sales? As a sales leader, you've got to know the closing numbers. You've got to know why understanding the length of a sale is important. Understanding the average deal price is important, because all of this is crucial to you achieving your targets. So look, this is another big episode. This is all around the numbers. And so I want you to think from a bigger picture strategic perspective, what goes into you setting your targets? And then from a more granular perspective with the sales team, what goes into that for you to actually overachieve budget? So if anything here has resonated with you, head on over to salesleadersglobal.com. There is a tab with resources, and it's going to give you so much data and so many tactics and ideas on how you can get clear on your numbers. I want you to subscribe to this podcast. I'd love you to share that. And I would love to stay in each other's worlds. And I want you to stay curious. I want you to continue to stay driven. And I want you to stay clear on the fact that this journey in sales is a tough one we've chosen, but it's a fun one. And so I want you to stay clear on your path to sales success. On that note, we will see you next week with some more ideas, insights, and ahas on getting clear on your pipeline strategy. On that note, bye for now.
Thanks for listening to this episode of The Sales Path Less Taken. Be sure to subscribe wherever you heard this podcast so you never miss a future episode. If you found value in today's content, please share with others and leave a rating and a review. For more information or to connect with your host, visit www.salesleadersglobal.com. Thanks again for listening, and we'll see you next time.